WHDD presents Susan Says.
Dear listeners, I've been away for the last 2 weeks to a very civilized place, a place where kindness and politeness still exists, a place where the leader of the place is smart, decent, and well-groomed and has great hair. Yeah, I was in Canada. I went on a wonderful train ride with a clear glass dome showing all of nature's beauty and tried hard to escape everything back home. The ugly rhetoric, the fascism that is showing its ugly head here, the inequality, the inaction of Congress. And then I came home to the horror of mass shootings, what we have become, uncivilized. We are 4% of the world and own 40% of the guns, and we use them. There have been over 250 gun incidents this year, and the so-called leader we have, never my president, hashtag 45-ish, says there's no appetite for gun control. Really? Stopping the usage of war weapons used to kill? Not for sport. Oh, he's wrong. 70% of Americans, both gun owners and not, want assault bans. I met two of my old friends who had moved to Vancouver because they didn't want their kids brought up under this administration, and they love it. The health care, the air, the kindness, that word again. I envied them and their courage. I said I'd leave, but I'm still here. I needed to get away. It helped. I, too, have Trump derangement syndrome because we can't have one day, not one, with the orange blob not manipulating the media, being in our face. He went to visit the survivors and first responders of the shootings and posed like he was at a wrestling match with a stupid grin on that orange face, and then came out saying how they all loved him. That's what he got out of this tragedy, really? Two big business leaders today came out against the fact that a tax cut was worth the loss of what America should be about. Kind bars, they're yummy, and the CEO spoke about our values over money and business. His parents were Holocaust survivors. He knows what is happening here. Dick's Sporting Goods had stopped selling assault rifles. Where are the rest of America's business leaders? Steve Ross, the head of Equinox and other brands, is taking heat for doing a fundraiser for 45-ish, never my president, because he agreed with the tax cuts? Really? He's a zillionaire. How much does he need? Oh, he disagrees with some of the tweets, he said. Well, stop putting your money where your heart isn't and your fat wallet is. Being away was necessary for me. I needed it. How sad to have to leave our country to feel good. To those of you who say go away, then no. I care too much to give up and stop talking about it. So for one more time, as most Americans are saying to Congress, do something. Even the Murdoch-owned New York Post says, it comes now time to end assault weapons. As the saying goes, all that is necessary for evil is for good men and women to stay silent. I won't.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.